Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When the earth moves, it apparently really moves alone. This week's massive earthquake and a tsunami has raised alarm bells, not only for the immediate impact, but also because what it might and perhaps did awaken beneath the surface. Tsunamis triggering volcanic eruptions. Is this a thing? To help us understand the geological chain reactions that follow major events, we're joined by Benji Shulman. He is a geologist and a communicator. Benji Shulman, good morning. Thank you for speaking to us this morning. How closely are large earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanic activities linked geologically?
Thank you, Howard. Geologically, tsunamis don't cause the other two. So you only get a tsunami if you have an earthquake or a volcano. And sometimes volcanoes can be a cause of an earthquake, but you can't really have an earthquake that causes a volcano. And really what these things are all about is that underneath the Earth's crust, you have, not everything is solid, it's liquid, and parts of the Earth's crust are also disjointed. And so where you have cracks in the Earth's crust, particularly what we saw this week with this earthquake, is that when the Earth then shifts around these sort of cracks, what we call plates, then you have phenomena like earthquakes and volcanoes, which can also cause tsunamis.
And what happened in this particular case with the give us a summary of it? Because in fact we were following it live yesterday, but the aftermath and what actually happened isn't something that all of our listeners might be fully up to date on.
So what happened in this instance is you had what's called the Pacific Ring of Fire. There's a particular plate that is in the Pacific area, and that gets and those plates rub against one another, and as a result you get a lot of earthquakes in that area. In this case it was along the Kamchatka Peninsula in Russia, which is sort of high up between Japan and Russia. And it was a big earthquake, one of the biggest ever recorded, at 8.8 on the Richter scale, which is out of 10, so it's huge. But actually, not all earthquakes actually produce tsunamis, in the end, the tsunami waves that went out as a result were fairly limited. There was reports of a few meters, and although they got all the way to America in one case, they don't seem to have caused that much damage, partly because those areas are fairly sparsely populated, and partly because the tsunami is just not very big from this particular earthquake.
I had no idea that the Richter scale was only out of 10. Why would it even need to be? What happens at 10?
So the Richter scale is actually logarithmic. So every time you hear someone say, well, this is 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, it's actually going up by like 10 times. And really all it does, what you see in the movies, these like pin needles or whatever going up and down,
yes,
showing
the
shaking of the earth. And that's exactly, it's actually exactly what it does. It just literally is measuring how much shaking is going on earth, and the 1 to 10 is the extent to which that shaking is happening.
Absolutely incredible. And now tell us about this volcano.
So the volcano is slightly different. Volcanoes are a result of lava that comes out of the earth. Sometimes it doesn't even need to do that, but basically it's about a molten rock that's underneath the earth that might come out. Sometimes volcanoes will explode, like we've seen, and breach the earth's surface, and that can cause a tsunami. Just the understanding of the tsunami is that you actually need the earth to move a lot of water. So you could have an earthquake or a volcano where there's a lot of shaking, a lot of activity, but it doesn't actually shift the earth, and
right.
So then it doesn't shift the water.
Right.
So like in Krakatoa, which is a very famous volcano, that did cause a tsunami that was in 1880 because
right.
there was a lot of water displacement. In fact, we have a story from Krakatoa about a guy who survived a tsunami. He alleges by surfing a crocodile all the way along the wave to the end of safety.
Incredible. So this, how common is it where you've got this ripple effect, and how far an impact can it actually have?
So the common depends on where. If you live in Japan, it actually is a fairly common sight. People might be aware even of a kind of classic Japanese painting called The Wave, which is literally a drawing of a tsunami, which is, you know, for quite an old painting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're Japanese, this is like a normal thing. And the truth is, it can
like
it
load
can
shedding,
have,
yeah. Well, not the same.
Yeah, well, not quite, but yes, this is right. Part of the culture, I suppose, yes. In that sense. Mm-hmm. But it can have devastating consequences, right? You know, a lot of our community was affected. I think, is it now 20 years ago, something like that, when there was a tsunami in that area. It was kind of further lower down, but that did cause quite. It was on Boxing Day, I think, and that caused a lot of death and destruction. So the waves can get really far and can be very large. It just didn't happen in this particular instance.
Fascinating. Benji Shulman, thank you, as always, giving us that information and teaching us a little bit about how these things work.